You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Ken Davenport here with the producer's perspective. I've got a very cool new destination for you. I'm going to tell you all about it. If you're into theater, if you want to meet more people who are into theater, this is the place to be. I'm going to reveal all in this episode of the Producer's Perspective podcast coming up next.
I want to be a producer with a hit show on Broadway.
You're listening to the Producer's Perspective podcast with your host, Tony Award winner, Ken Davenport.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Ken Davenport here from the Producer's Perspective podcast. I'm going to tell you an awkward story about my youth. There are many, so we're just going to focus on one. So when I was in college at the Tisch School of the Arts, like just about every other student at NYU, I spent my weekends trying to get into very fancy and exclusive nightclubs on the Lower East Side. And for some reason, all those fancy door people, this was the early 90s, by the way, so there were some amazing, amazing outfits. All those fancy door people, they always turned me away. When I think back on it, it might have had something to do with my khaki pants from The Gap, my white shirt, also from The Gap, and my blue blazer from JCPenney. Now, I literally must have tried like every weekend, like several. I just like used to do the rounds from club to club to club. I did get into one club once, just once. And the reason is because one of the women from my acting class at the Lee Strasberg Theater Institute took pity on me and escorted me past the velvet rope on her arm. I am still very thankful to her. You know who you are if you're listening. Thank you so much for getting me in at least once. Well, when I got inside that club, things actually got a little worse. I really didn't understand what to do there. All that I wanted to do was talk about theater. And apparently, college kids at nightclubs, that's not what they want to talk about or do when they're at a nightclub on the Lower East Side on the weekend. So ever since, I have longed for a place where I could mingle with other people who loved theater as much as I did, who wanted to produce theater, write theater, create theater, act in theater, etc. A place with no dress code. You could wear pajamas, or yes, you can wear a blue blazer. No cover charge. Just a place where passionate theater people who wanted to be theater makers could hang out and talk about how to do just that. So I made one of these places. I made my own online club. Yes, it's online, duh, so you can show up to this one in your PJs. It's also on Facebook, so I'm going to bet, based on the data out there, that you're on Facebook, so you're very close to this club. I always heard that location was very important in picking a residence or a business. Well, we've created this online club on Facebook just for theater makers. It's the Ultimate Theater Makers Facebook group. We just really pushed this out into the world, and already there are almost 1,000 producers, writers, directors, actors, and more mingling right now. It's the Theater Makers Facebook group. So if you're looking for a place where you belong, if you want to meet other people just like you, and we're talking producers, directors, investors, playwrights, composers, lyricists, designers, everybody from all over the world. That's right. Don't just think this is New York theater makers. There are theater makers all over this world, and there are so many from all over the world in this Facebook group. If you want to meet them, jump into the Theater Makers Facebook group. Enjoy it. I happen to think it is the coolest place on the planet, right? Much cooler than those exclusive clubs that did not let me in. I wonder if they'd let me in now, by the way. Probably not. Anyway, go to facebook.com/groups/Theater Makers Studio to join our exclusive Theater Makers Studio private Facebook group. That's right. This is private. We don't let anyone in. We only let the passionate, committed, serious theater makers, people that not only want to talk about theater, but people that want to make theater. If that's you, join us on the Theater Makers Studio Facebook group. Totally free, by the way. Just get in there and just promise me you'll start making some theater as a result. We'll include the link in the episode detail about this podcast, but it's facebook.com/groups/Theater Makers Studio. I'm in there as well. I look forward to seeing you inside our fancy new club. Thanks again for listening to the Producer's Perspective podcast. If you found this episode informative, educational, inspirational, or just entertaining, do me a favor and share this episode with another theater maker or two in your life. My mission is to amplify the conversation about theater, because if we get more people talking about it, we'll get more people making it, we'll get more people seeing it. It will be great for the industry as a whole. If you want more of my daily perspectives on theater and Broadway, check out my blog at theproducersperspective.com or check out my social media accounts at Ken Davenport B-Way on Instagram and at Ken Davenport on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We'll see you for the next episode.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.